what was it like going from the Rock Island to the Missouri Pacific? Because I know Joe Rook told me just the Rock Island was much more of a family compared to the Missouri Pacific, and that there was also, I think he said the Mopac people referred to, oh, there's that Rock Island bunch.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That is true. Rock Island was the most family-oriented railroad that I worked for. And I'd worked for the Cotton Belt for a certain short time and run an engine for them in Little Rock during the Rock Island.
Right after the closing?
Closing and everything. I ran an engine about a bit. But Joe Rook was exactly right. And the Union Pacific, they were climbers. They would climb right over a fellow officer to their benefit, to be promoted or impress a higher officer. They would walk on you, yeah. And they weren't too ashamed of it either. It was just natural practice that if you could tear one officer down to better yourself, it was practiced in the corporate circles. So I found out many of my confidential with my superintendent would return the words and sentences would return to me from people way high up. And so I knew who said it and everything. In fact, they'd ask me, did you say this? I said, yes, I said that. And I said, they said, you called our operation over there a dog and pony show? I said, I did say that, and it was compared to what it could have been. They said, we just wanted to know if you said that. And I said, yes, I did. You know, might as well tell the truth. Talk to them like a Rock Island man. Yeah, but Rock Island didn't. It family, they took care of each other, employees. And the officers took care of the employees. If they had a hardship or anything, we covered for them. Yeah, did a lot of, felt good about it, yeah. But it was our roadbed just, they didn't have any money to put it in there, and that's what tore us down.
Yeah, yeah. I know that Joe told me whenever he would run the Stuttgart local, the track there was so bad that, you know, it wasn't even safe for going 10 miles an hour, and he described the cars behind him just rocking from side to side, and he said it really wasn't, yeah, safe for 10 miles an hour, but he said if they went any slower than that, they'd never get home. And that they had constant derailments.
That's true. That's what brought down the Rock Island. Of course, we talked to these other, I forgot what the senator's name was that rode with me in Des Moines. Almost called his name. Grassley, I think.
Chuck Grassley?
I think so. And he rode about 100 miles with me and everything, and we discussed the Rock Island. But I think he voted to take it out. But another railroad assumed the same route. He wasn't going to lose any farm business or corn business or anything else. Another railroad just stepped right in. But a lot of the governors, I even had Red, country western singer, Red.
Sovine,
that's it. He rode the caboose, and I had to take care of him, and he's picking his guitar,
really?
trying to get inspired for a railroad,
really?
Inspiration for a railroad song.
That's funny, yeah. But he mainly did trucking songs.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it wasn't a good ride.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little more about what the Rock Island, the decline of the railroad was like. I had heard that they stopped really investing money when there was the talk of the merger with Union Pacific beginning in the mid-60s, and that dragged out so long that the Rock Island stopped investing in the infrastructure, thinking we're about to be bought or merge.
Well, all the money was earmarked for rolling stock. It wasn't earmarked for roadbed or maintenance away, ties, spikes, rail. No, it wasn't any. It had specifically had to go into hoppers, new hoppers for grain, boxcars, rolling stock. Locomotives was good also, but that wasn't where we needed it. We needed it in the tracks to roll on. Yeah, and it wasn't there. And a derailment's terrible amount of money to pick up. Yeah, costly. And you have three or four big cats coming from, they come from Colorado or Tennessee or anywhere. Of course, they get clearance from the highway patrol, and I mean they roll, because they know if your main line is blocked, then they have authority to really go. They don't. Their permits are issued en route, yeah, to move those big cats, pick up locomotives and things like that.
So, yeah. And then they rebranded the railroad after the bankruptcy in 75.
Yes, and the Rock.
Right.
The Rock. The employees, but they resented that. They did. They didn't like the word the Rock. No,
yeah.
They wanted Chicago Rock Island on it. Yeah.
Rock Island had heritage.
The heritage, yes. First railroad across the Mississippi westward. Yeah. And Abraham Lincoln was the attorney that he represented us when the barge line burned our bridge, trying to stop us from coming across the Mississippi. Yeah. And won the case and everything. And the Rock Island sign, a lot of the, even the employees do not understand that the configuration of the Rock Island sign was made from a buffalo hide. You see the 2 feet on the ears and the 2 legs and the tail. And it was the first one that was ever cut was cut off of a buffalo and had singed in Rock Island. And I guess they nailed it to a board. But it came from a buffalo, American buffalo.
I had never heard that.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Buffalo hide.
What was the morale like there in the later years as the railroad was
struggling? The morale was good as far as the employees and the officers also. Again, it all stems to the roadbed. If we had something to roll on, and they kept it up, or had money to keep it up, which I knew because of my father in maintenance of way was responsible for roadbed all the way to Memphis, they wasn't getting any money, and they was cutting off section gangs. I remember when you could see a section gang go from one gang to the next gang. You could see them working. And then in the last, you'd see a section gang maybe ever 40, 50 miles apart. And they would have maybe 2 men. Money wasn't there. They just started cutting back. Couldn't pay it. It was a shame. Everybody loved the Rock Island. They really did. People on the Missouri Pacific and Union Pacific never knew working for a company like Rock Island. Of course, they'll turn around and say, well, it was a failure. It was a failure. I said, yes, but I said it was family that went down. Yeah. And I said it wasn't the employees, because they were willing. They were willing to do anything to prop it up. They were proud of it. Yeah. Anything other than trying to build a track to run on.